Here's the coolest thing about our governor.
What's that?
Well, he's getting ready to join us, and so I just picked up the phone while he's waiting to go online, and we were just sitting there talking like, I mean, it's like walking into a barbershop and just talking to a guy next door.
He's easy to talk to.
He's very, but he's still the honorable governor of the greatest state
indeed.
In all the union.
How are you, Governor?
Morning, gang. Did you get lost going to work this morning?
No, we did okay. We did okay. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, well, I hope it will be. You too.
I you know, we were watching, talking about the Iowa caucus last week and New Hampshire tomorrow, and we were thinking, when can Indiana be first?
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair, does it?
No, it doesn't. Can you fix it?
Well, funny you should ask. I've been thinking about this for a long time. I floated a little idea that Matt Tully wrote about in the paper yesterday that, you know, if some state, let's just say us, tied its primary to New Hampshire, I'm not sure how they would, you know, maintain this, I think, very unfair advantage they've had all these years. But, you know, it would be nice for Hoosiers to have a say in this again. It's been several decades, and we've been dealt out all that time.
Let me ask you again, Governor Daniels, our guest here on 93 WIBC on the 20 at 7. Governor, with all the Iowa caucus and, of course, now New Hampshire, as you're talking about, I was curious, as I was watching all of it, if you have come up with a candidate that you would endorse for the Republican nomination.
Jake, I did, and it was a personal choice as much as anything, because I think there are a lot of good people. I like them all, really. But I've known John McClain since he was a captain in the United States Navy, and I couldn't say no when he asked me to sign up. But, you know, I haven't done a thing, haven't done a lick, and honestly, you're probably paying more attention than I am. I got my attention entirely fixed on trying to make this a better state, and so I'm rooting for him, but I can't say as I've been of any use to him.
Governor, a lot of people thinking about what's going to happen with Julia Carson's seat and wondering maybe when that election might be. Are you thinking maybe that's going to be? I know I've heard March and perhaps May.
No, it'll be March, Terry, and that first Tuesday, I think. We'll make that announcement today, and as I was hoping, the party leadership from both sides got together and picked a date they thought was fair and neutral. My only thing I told our folks is we're not playing any games at all with this. Let's see if they can't come up with something they mutually feel is fair to all, and thanks to them because they did.
I hate to always be the one to bring this one up, Governor, because I know it's been a hot-button issue for the last year and a half probably, but legislation to deal with the property taxes, my understanding is you've got a plan, and you're looking to put it into process.
Yeah, well, please keep bringing it up. It's the biggest thing we will work on here all year long. And I'm very excited about it. It's the plan that they're looking at, that my request be the biggest tax cut in the history of Indiana by a long shot. Now, almost $2 of tax cuts for people for each dollar that a penny of sales tax would raise. And meanwhile, try to bring some more fairness to the process. So I'm very, very – I tend to look at this as not just solving a problem, but a huge opportunity – to leave more money in Hoosiers' pockets, and you know, that's a major reason that I decided to run for an office in the first place.
Governor, I've been thinking about those the folks that are, in fact, a lot of us are thinking about the people that are with Ambassadors for Children that are in Kenya, that group of 53. I know some of them came home on Saturday, but you've got somebody over there from your office, don't you?
We're praying for all of them, but Paula Parker Sawyers, as she's been known in adult life, has been a friend of mine since we were kids. We sit in the same pew at church, at Tabernacle Presbyterian. She's been doing a wonderful job for the citizens of Indiana, particularly those less fortunate in the position she's in now. And we're tracking this every moment, and it sounds as though things are going to work out all right, but I will not draw an easy breath till she and all the rest are stateside.
I think they're aiming to come home this week, I think. Is that right? Have you heard?
We are Thursday, but I'm not sure how reliable any of these reports are. But at church yesterday, there was talk about Thursday.
Okay.
Certainly hope for the best there.
Yeah.
Also, Governor Daniels, the Honorable Governor of Indiana, the voter ID law that the U.S. government's talking about, the Supreme Court is going to work on. What's your take on that as far as a voter ID law? How closely are you watching it, and how will it affect, let's say, just people, Hoosiers here in Indiana?
Well, I think the law is perfectly appropriate. So does a huge majority of Hoosiers. And so I hope that just like all the other courts, the Supreme Court will say that, first of all, the legislature had a right to put this rule in place and that there's nothing unconstitutional about it. I mean, Gary Varvel, who always nails it, the cartoonist at the Star, I thought sort of, you would say, drew the last word when he wrote that, drew that cartoon not long ago that showed people turning up, you know, showing their ID for everything in the world. You know, at the airport and at the video store and everywhere else. And, you know, why is the integrity of the vote less important than that?
It's a very good point. Without a doubt, very good point.
We wish you Happy New Year at the beginning of our conversation. What are some of the big things you're going to work on for this new year?
Well, we already talked about the biggest,
yep.
which is bringing down taxes,
yep.
property taxes specifically. You know, we're going to just have to redouble our efforts on the economic front. The national economy looks like it's getting a little soft on us, and we just will have to. Indiana's been outperforming its neighbors. We got the lowest unemployment in the Midwest and the only state that's been going down. But if the national economy really gets weak, then that affects everybody, and we're going to have to work twice as hard to see that that Hoosiers do continue to progress economically.
Speaking of progress around here, Governor, I know your Dodgers kind of let you down last year during the fall. How about the Colts, huh? Are we getting ready to celebrate another Super Bowl title?
Psyched up, aren't you? And I thought yesterday went well, if that's not out of line to say. I mean, I honestly think that I'd just assume the Colts play San Diego.
I would agree.
A team I think that, you know, odds are we can beat, and I'm just tired of, you know, Jacksonville's a tough team, and I really don't want to see them again.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the thought of Jacksonville coming here, and you know, it's interesting, Governor. Which is your take on this? Let's see which side of the spectrum you're on as a sports fan. I'm one of those guys that I just assume face New England. I know a lot of people are hoping Jacksonville goes in there and upsets New England so that the Colts don't have to deal with the Patriots. But I just assume if the Patriots are going to lose in the postseason, we may as well be the team to do it.
You're more macho than I am. I don't know. Like, if they got disqualified, that'd be okay with me, you know. Odds are that the Colts will have to beat them to win again, and you know, just how sweet would that be?
It'd be pretty nice. You know what you ought to do is appropriate some legislation that an NFL coach can't be named Coach of the Year if he gets caught cheating at the beginning of the season.
I don't care about the awards, but I sure would like to see this team of ours. They are so deserving. Imagine how they did what they did this year with all the injuries, an incredibly hard schedule, you know, and they're a chip shot field goal really away from being a one-loss team. It's an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, that's true. And, again, a lot of people will focus on New England, but the good news, the Colts now, I think, getting healthy, and that's 90% of the battle in the postseason. So I know you're a big Colts fan and are excited for that, and we are as well. But looking forward to a good and prosperous year here in what Terry and I both, you won't find two people that are bigger Hoosiers than the two of us, right, Terry?
That's right. That is true.
In the great state of Indiana. So we really appreciate what you're doing for the state and appreciate your time this morning, Governor.
We're excited about the change down there. You know, I've been living with WIBC for a long, long time. I thought the world might end when Bouncing Bill Baker.
I know.
And I was thinking about, Fred Heckman was an old friend of mine and somebody we all got up with for years.
Yep.
And every time there's a change, you think, oh, gosh, won't be the same. Then it's always better than ever, so I hope it will be again.
That's awful nice. Thank you, Governor Daniels.
Okay, y'all take care.
You
all
too.
Right, the Honorable Governor of the greatest state in the Union, the state of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, joining us as the 20 at 7 continues.